Yud Beis Elul Tov Shin Pei Hei, Rav Fivish Kei Shlita.
Tariyag Mitzvahs in the 54th sentence of the Torah is Tariyag Mitzvahs. Yeah, in Kiseitze, there's 27 Mitzvahs Asay and 47 Lavin, which gives you a total of 74 Mitzvahs. 74 out of 630 Mitzvahs is in this one Pasha. It's a massive chunk. I mean, if you divide 54 sentences, 630 by 54, it should be in each parasha there should be 12 mitzvahs, average. So average would be 12. Here in one sedra, we've got 71. Massive 54 to 613 is about 12, roughly, yeah? And here, we've got, so, parasha Kiseitze is very heavy with mitzvahs, yeah? Hello, Dobbo. Not a Lavim. It's an Indian where, remember the Dobbo Zogos? Perhaps, I think I once saw somewhere, that our minhag, the Gemara says, when my Rabbah in Eretz Yisrael, they used to learn the Parsha took a 3-year cycle. But for us, we have an annual cycle. I mean, when they had the 3-year cycle, did they have Simchas Torah only once every 3 years? Or, I don't know. Yeah, and Simchas Torah is because we've been Messiah. So, by my Rabbah, when they did it over 3 years, every 3 years they had Simchas Torah. Sukkot you have to have. Oh, but the Simchas Torah, the Chor was only once every 3 years. But we have every year. Okay. So, Lefi Zeh, according to our cycle, Kiseitze is always very close to Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, the Mesim Doch, the Rosh Hashanah, Yechosevun, and the Emsim Kippur, Yechosevun, it's a grosser Yom Adin. And Rosh Hashanah is something we have to think about. It's Yom Adin. Prepare for Yom Adin. But the Gemara says the Chiyuv of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says very clearly, "Shetamlichune aleichem." Our job on Rosh Hashanah is our tafkid, our chiyuv on Rosh Hashanah. If you don't want to do teshuvah and to sort your account out with the Bnei Shloim and never not have a good year, that's your business. That's not before you. If you want to go by happy go lucky and get patched, you'll get patched. But the dark here of Rosh Hashanah. Shetamlichune aleichem, the Gemara says. The tachlis of Rosh Hashanah, my job on Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah, Shabbat, but there's a chiyuv, shetamlichune. Our job is to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. That's why it's Hamelech. All time it's Bikishem. What's the best way to appreciate and to undertake malchus is, what are the rules? Here's 74 rules. I'm the Melech. Before Rosh Hashanah, we're given a taste of 74 mitzvahs in this one sedra. There's a big boss up there. There's a melech. It's a very good preparation for Rosh Hashanah. It's 74 mitzvahs in one parsha. Okay. In the first pasuk, the Chassam Sofer says like this. The pasuk says, "Kisaytei lamilchama alei lecha." If you go out to war, as he said, you go out for war, and Hashem will help you. You will succeed. Hashem will hand over your enemy in your hand. This is the remez to a different melchama. Our life is a melchama. That's a melchama. That's where you're at war. We're at a constant state of war, can never let up. And the Gemara says, based on the pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Zayin, Tzofer Rosho La Tzadik, the Rosho seeks, looks to the Tzadik, and the Rosho here is Yetzer Hara, goes to the Yid, who's basically a Tzadik, Omevachesh La Misoy, and he wants to kill him. He doesn't just want him to do a klein aveira, he wants to destroy him entirely. Hashem Lo Yazvenu B'Yodoy, the pasuk is going to say, Hashem doesn't forsake the person and doesn't allow the Yetzer Hara to the Hamisay to destroy. The Gemara says, "Chol yom v'yom Yitzchus el Adam is gaber alo." Every day, the Yetzer Hara comes with a new ploy, a new situation, and he would overcome the person. Hashem, Hashem, Chol yom, im Lakesh Bochum Messiah is early as any Sasa Tishmaya. Bochum gives Sasa Tishmaya that you'll get by. Aber Cholyoim, Boyoim, Yitzu Shel Adam, Mitzkava Olam, lost in front to destroy him completely. Hashem, and Akrish Bohu, Lo Yaz Ben Beyod, Hashem doesn't allow it, Hashem gives Sasa Tishmaya. So without Sasa Tishmaya, it's getting nicht. Can't be. You can't do the job on your own. So a person could say, look here, if that's the case, I'm not winning the war anyway. Who's winning the war? The Baruch Shalom, I leave it to you. The Baruch Shalom, here go, I go home, I've got a milchama, it's yours, you take over. No. You've got to wage war. You've got to go out and officially make war. I am today going to fight my Yetzirah. I'm going to not listen, I'm going to serve the Baruch Shalom. Then Hashem will help you. When you've got a milchama, kiseitz al milchama leivecha, on a son of Hashem alakecha b'yadecha, then Hashem will give him over into your hands. And the grace of chiddush, in there lies another chiddush. At the end of the day, when you win, you haven't really won, so you haven't done it. So it's not really you. It's the Baruch Shalom. You tried, but you didn't succeed. You know why I succeed? Because I spoke. Shot the bullet into the right place. You pulled the trigger, but the Baruch Shalom. So it's not you. And yet, the success is attributed to the person. And the Gresta Raya is a Muradik Raya from Yosef HaTzadik. Muradik Raya from Yosef HaTzadik. We know Yosef was faced with extreme difficulty, a terribly difficult situation. A young man, in the height of his passion, a young man is confronted by Eshet Potiphar again and again and again and again. And the Chazal tell us that on that day, and Rashi brings it, he went that Lassus Malachtoi, he was giving in. Kenshay Menish. Akal. And he was ready to capitulate, he'd taken too much, he'd done his best. What happened? Niraloid Yukno Shalom. After his Bohu gave him flashed through his mind a picture of his father, and oh, that saved him. So who saved him? It was Akash Bohu. He was ready to go and do it. And Akash Bohu put a barrier there, gave him this push to help him to be saved from it. Yet it's called Yosef Asadik. Yosef Gavaldi or Yosef Gatov. Yosef tried, he didn't do. It's a riot. If you try your best, you do all you can. You're not expected to succeed. You're not told to succeed. You're expected to You're not going to finish off. You've got to do. Vifil du kenst. If you've done all that you can, then and the outcome is successful, it's yours. That's great. You've got to go to war properly, not play games. And you've done everything you can, and you get the credit for it. The very difficult parsha of Ben Sore Remoire. About this boy, in a very short span of his life, after his 13, only very, very short span of time, he's a naughty boy, he doesn't want to listen to his parents, and his parents have warned him, and he's had Malchus embezzled him, he's through Oisai, and he steals in order to fulfill his habit, his food, his drink, Zoyle Vasoyme. So parents of Machoyev to take him to Bezdin and he gets skiller. It's not skiller for stealing. It's naughty, he stole from his father, good to indulge in his pleasures, to have plenty of meat and drink and have a lot of wine. And you're not Chayv Misa for that, even this Kamen Shabachayv Misa, why skiller? Zot Rashi, famous Al Shem Sofer. The Rebbe Shloimeh looks to the future. Sof kol sof, this fellow will end up going downhill, and there's no chance for him. He'll end up, he'll no longer be able to steal from his father. His father's got no money left. Or Melassim is a priest, he'll become a highwayman, and he'll kill somebody, and he'll get put to death. So, Yomus Zakai, let him die now while he's Zakai, while Yomus Chayiv, and not die later, and anyway he will die. And that's the rationale of the Ensoyer Remoyer. Okay. And the famous Kasha, Bashe Husho. We have the rule, Bashe Husho. Bashe judges not what's going to be, if Kasha Shalom, Smoish Shalom look for the future. Why would Hakadosh Baruch Hu give us the courage to go and do things that we're going to do connected with Tzoyna? Noch nicht getan. The Weile, you're innocent. Okay. And the rest of the Raya is Yishmael. Yishmael. By Yishmael, he was already a naughty boy. He was bad influence on Yitzhak. And he was dying. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu made an ace and brought water for him in the Midbar. And the Malachim and Ketainet, come on, the future, a few thousand years later, him and his kinder will destroy the Eden with thirst, and you're making a nest, Dr. Tzu, not just, you're making a miracle with him, not right. Answer the Keshbog about Shev Shom. Yes, it's in Yishchai. So I was like, this Ben Seir and Moira, what's happened? What's the difference between the Ben Seir and Moira and Yishmael? The answer lies in three words. In the Ben Seir and Moira, the parents say, "Benenu zeh shemoyre, enenu shemeya bekaleinu." He doesn't listen. He doesn't accept instruction. He doesn't accept advice. He doesn't accept rebuke. Whereas Yishmael did. Yishmael had a midah at Yogifot. If someone told him something, don't do that, he did it. Araya, paladik araya. The prophet tells us Yishmael, "Matikach lo imoy, isha meyaretz mitzrayim." It was time for Yishmael to marry. His mother found a wife for him. Come on. Which teenager who's a rebellious teenager will listen to parents who to marry? I'll marry who I like. What's the difference? Shemaiah. Yishmael had the middle of Shemaiah. He can and will accept rebuke and instruction. Mamela, I'll shame Sofa. Now, I'm sorry. Bashe Hushon. Now he's okay. And he's a listener. So there's hope that the evil that he might do, he might not do because of this. Whereas if this boy has already shown enenu shomea, he's shown a hetnish too, he's not taking any notice, then there's no hope for him. Now mainly you don't really talk about Sheol Shom, Nera Hashem Saifoi. Gross enough, come we get rebuked, we realize we've not done something so right, and someone tells you, what you tell? Zaya shomea, be makabel. If a kabbal musa, if a kabbal a rebuke, it's good for you. Rashi, we've got a whole load of one mitzvah after another mitzvah. Rashi, in some places, tells us the smichus had the word. Rashi tells us after the mitzvah of Sharocha came, after that mitzvah, the apostle talks about Ma'ake. He said, after Kalef the Shalach is aiming to one of the Kachloch, the man Yitav Lach Marach the Yomim, Ki Sivna by his Chodosh. So Rashi, that in Ki Yamto mitzvah Shalach came, if you fulfill that mitzvah, so far, the end will be, Livnos you will build by his Chodosh, Utekayim, and you will fulfill mitzvah Ma'ako, Shemitzvah Gerer is mitzvah. And then you will reach Soder, the next apostle is about Soder, and Kerem, and Shatnes, Begodim Noim. In other words, one thing will lead to another. You notice, I just noticed now when I was saying Rashi through, it says, Soifcha Livnos Bayis Chodosh, Utekayim Mitzvah Marker, and you will fulfill Mitzvah Marker. Rashi doesn't say, you will have a house and you'll be able to fulfill the Mitzvah Marker. Yeah? You'll have the opportunity. If you haven't got a house, you've got no marker. Right? So, Rashi says, if you fulfill the Mitzvah of Shlach HaKein, then you will be zoche soifach livnos bayis chodosh. You will have your minute of a house utekayim, and you will fulfill mitzvahs marka. Tells the Chalmud utekayim. The Be'er Yosef says like this. Rashi teaches what's marka. So it's a fence. Rashi says marka unkelus tirgum tiyoko, a bag, a tick, a bag. Shemashame mashe besoda. It's an item the gods protects what you've got. Yeah? Marco protects. Yeah? But we don't protect the better from falling. But he's saying something else like this. Schar mitzvah is mitzvah. What is the reward for having doing a mitzvah? To have the opportunity to do another mitzvah. So this when you Makai in the mitzvah of Sharocha came, you're not getting a reward to have a lovely house. That's not the reward. The reward is the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving you a house for you to be able to do Marka. In other words, the Marka, without the Marka, you won't get the house. You'll not have the house. Because if you not the Kai in the midst of Marka, they'll take the house away. Because the only reason why I gave you the house was for the Marka. So the Pasuk says, Kisibne Bayis Chodosh, was his Marka Legagecho, the Marka, says Rashi, is a tick. It's a protection for what? Not to just to protect the fellow from falling, but to protect your house for you, to protect you, stopping you having a loss of the house. Because utakayin mitzvah smarka. It doesn't say in Rashi. I don't think it says at this point. I just saw it now in the Rashi. It doesn't say you will utakayin. You will fulfill the mitzvah, and then it's a tick if you fulfill the mitzvah smarka. So you've shown Hakadosh Baruch Hu that you want to do his mitzvah, so you keep the house. And if Taka, the person doesn't bother with marker, he's not got a protection for his house. He'll lose the house. Tick. That's what Rashi wants with the tick. Beautiful pshat. Okay, move forward to the Yovoi Amoni Omehobi B'Kahal Hashem. Amen and Moyov are forbidden to enter Kahal Hashem, Kamdor and Asiri, even the 10th generation of Geirim, also Lover B'Kahal Hashem, a Geir, a male of Amen and Moyov, even if he's a Geir, 10th generation, the Yovoi B'Kahal Hashem, he cannot become marry a Jewish girl, Adonam, never, no hate of him whatsoever. And the question then is asked, because the Pasuk says, because he was a bad guy, but then the next Pasuk says, Lo sasai v'adoimi, Edoim, who's also not very nice to the Eden, Lo sasai v'adoimi, you can't banish him away, ki ochichahu, he's a relative, you have to be nice to him. So, doishlishi, okay, you have to wait, doishlishi. Of an Amon Amoyov, forever not. So, Edoim, who's no friend of the Eden, is Doshelishi, and Amon Amoyov, forever not. Why should there be a difference? If Edom is Achicha, Amon Amoyov is also Achicha. Amon Amoyov is Avraham's nephew, and Eloit. You know, why there Achicha here? Why does the relationship save Edoim and doesn't save Amon Amoyov? Yeah. So, the Karim Atzvi brings a moshel. Somebody, a rich man and a poor man. And the poor man comes to the rich man and says, I need help. And the rich man refuses. No, I'm not giving it. Very naughty of him. Zernish good. Time goes by and fortunes change. The rich man became poor, the poor man became rich. Works the world. And now, the man who was previously rich is now poor, goes to the man who was now rich, was previously poor, and says, will you help me? Yeah? And the rich man says, no, you didn't help me, I'm not helping you. Now, that's wrong. Oh, my God, it's wrong. Oh, but it's not as wrong as the first guy. Because he's got an explanation. It's not an excuse, but it's got an explanation. The first time when the poor man came to the rich man, and the rich man refused, why? Riches. No excuse. No mitigating circumstances. You shouldn't have done it. The second guy has got a bad feeling. You're not meant to have a bad feeling. The Torah says, don't do Nekima, don't have Netira. Oh, but we can understand why he did it. He did it because he felt bad, or you need to help me, I don't want to help you. So he's not as bad. He's naughty, but he's not like the other guy. If we compare the two, we'd say he's a grosser Rosh and he's a cleaner Rosh. Now come back to Amon Amoyov and Edoim. Edoim, it's from Esav. Esav had a bad experience with Yaakov. He wanted desperately a pot of soup. And Yaakov wouldn't sell him. No, no, no. Yaakov wouldn't give him. It's going to cost you a fortune. So Yaakov had already withheld a favor from Esav. So when Yidden asked Edom for water and he refused, just like Amon Amoyov refused, he's got an excuse. It's not right. Oh, but I had an experience with you lot before. You lot weren't good to me, I wasn't good to you. So Mamela, he isn't as bad as Amon Amoyov. Whereas Amon Amoyov had never had any bad deals. On the contrary, they had Toiva, because Avraham Avinu saved Amon Amoyov. So Edoim is not as bad as Amon Amoyov, because Edom has got some slight excuse for his richness, and therefore Lois is Saiba Domi, three doiras, was Amon Amoyov for never. So it's not the Kerem Atzvi. Now, the Pasuk says two reasons why Amon Amoyov are out. One is, Lo'kidmu estem alechem b'mamai, they weren't malechesed. And then it says, V'asher, socha olecho es bilom b'mamai, they hired Bilam ben Ba'ayim, Bipsar Aram Narayim, Lekalaleka. They went to Bilam and they said, Bilam, will you please come and curse the Yidin? They hired Bilam to curse the Yidin. For that, the Torah says, out. So the question is as follows. What would be, why did the Torah say they hired Bilam? What would happen if they asked Bilam? Without pay. It's a sochar on that of Bilam. It looks like, had they asked Bilam a favor, wouldn't have been the same. Sochar, I told you. And then Be'emes, not a bissel shveh. All right, we know, I'm in a moment, we're not Tate Melech HaChomim. But Dibri HaRav, Dibri HaTalmi, Dibri HaShomim. If someone tells you, don't do something naughty, you're not meant to do it. Anybody with Seichel knows, just because he told me. So, Bilam's got no excuse. But Amon and Moab could say, look, he shouldn't have listened. Bilam shouldn't have listened to us. So why are we to blame? So, based on the Tosfos in Bava Kamma, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the Gemara in Bava Kamma talks about the different situations where Potter Medidi Adam, Chayav Medidi Shemayim. The Gemara gives a list of situations where you do something wrong, where Bezdin do not punish, Potter Medidi Adam, Abel Chayav Medidi Shemayim. Shemayim say you're Chayav. One of the examples that the Gemara brings is Hasoche Edus Sheker Behoid. Somebody goes and hires Adim to tell a lie. He brings Adim, he pays Adim to come to Bevin to testify, and for that, the maskir, the one who sent the Adim, is Chai Potter Bedine Odom, the Chai Bedine Shammai. So it's as odd. Why is he Chai Bedine Shammai? Because he's not going to get away with it. So that's what happened here to Amon and Moav. The potul b'dinei adam, they're quite right, they could say he shouldn't have listened. Oh, but the din is, it's the same as socha edim lehoid sheker, right? They hired Bilam, though it's like hiring edim lehoid sheker, like a lot of the same sort of a thing. And memela, the din is potul b'dinei adam, b'chai b'dinei shamayim. So the din shamayim is, lo yovay amoni, they can't marry. They got punished out din shamayim, because it was a situation of positive Muhammad in Shema. But Tosfos late too. Tosfos says on this Indian of Sheker, you get Muhammad in Shemaim, that's Davka Socher. Davka if he paid them. The din of Hamaskir, Eidos, Eidi Sheker, the Hoid, his Muhammad in Shemaim is only if he paid them. Abu Bechinom, Loi. Because you can have a fantastic excuse. The maskir, the guy that told the aim to go, he could have said, I didn't do it. Why go and do an Aveira? If you tell him to do an Aveira, do it yourself. I'm not going to do an Aveira. Or if you pay him, you know he'll do it. Because you pay him. So if somebody asks, Eide Sheker, lo Eidim Lahoed Sheker, he's not going to put in with Dinah Shemayim. There's going to be some retribution. Oh, but the din of Potter B'dini Adam, I'm not Chai B'dini Shemayim, because he could have an excuse. I never thought they'd do it. I didn't. I told them to do it, but I was joking. I didn't mean it. Oh, but when you pay them, then you mean it in earnest, and they're going to do it because they want the cash. So Mamela only be Sochi. That's why the passage says, Sochar Olach has been a member of Bilam. If Bilam would have just been sent by Amon Moab for free, not that he would have done it, but okay. But Bilam, Amon Amoyav would have just asked him a favor, then Amon Amoyav would have been off the hook, because that's even part of Medini Shemayim. But because Hashem Sochar Olech of Bilam Ben Moyav, because they hired Bilam Ben Moyav, then they can't say we didn't think he wouldn't do it, and therefore the Chai B'dini Shemayim, and Dini Shemayim is lo yovah Amon Amoyav b'kav Hashem.
Okay. Yeah, but Bilam wasn't interested in him,
honey.
He didn't
follow up with Obey's test. Well, yeah, good, he wouldn't have done it. Okay. You're going to say that's why they didn't enter their mind. Okay. But the Maisa, the apostle tells us that's not their business. Hashem says, I'm punishing you because I said, Socha Alecha. You shouldn't have done that. Yeah, we thought it wouldn't do it. It wouldn't do it. Okay.
Didn't they actually ask you? Wasn't the Chetzchila they asked you to do it for nothing? It was when he said,
I don't know where you get that from. I mean, you're right, the apostle doesn't say at the beginning, the chlal, payment, but
It's only because he said you didn't need
He said, I don't want just 1,000 quid, I want 2 million. Yeah, but Lechora, they offered money at first. Lechora, they offered money at first. I haven't seen anywhere they asked him a favour. You can't ask them a favour. The truth is, Billum would have done it for nothing.
He did, because he also hated
it. Because of his own volition, but that's not your business. The guy that asked him is not your business. You're the one that instigated the dispute. Okay. Later, another beautiful Karamatsky. The Pasuk talks about Kisavoy Becherem Reyacha. When you come into a vineyard, a worker enters a vineyard, V'achalto anovim kenafshecho savecha. You, the worker, can eat savecha. While you're working in the field, you can eat grapes. Okay, you're allowed to eat. The halacha is, if you have a worker working at a certain time in the fields, you can't stop him eating. He's allowed to eat as much as he wants. But he mustn't put it in his basket to take home. During work, you can't stop the worker. He can have as much of your produce as he wants. Okay. So the Karamatsvi says, Shamati, Kiyesh Gan, Kodo, Be'etz Hoidu, India, yeah? I heard, Karamatsvi was very much a man of the world, he knew exactly what was going on. I mean, this story I haven't heard, that there is a garden, a beautiful garden, fruit garden orchards in India, where you can go there and eat to your heart's content. You're allowed to take whatever you like. I've not heard of it, but okay. He had it, Shamati. Maybe it's just a muscle, but anyway, Shamati, Be'etz Hoidu, Yesh Gan. So, the fellow comes along, and he goes into the garden, and he has a good time. Oh, and he's walking around there, and he's taking grapes, he's got them in his basket, never mind. A poor man, or an elderly person was there, and said, look, I can't climb the tree to get the fruit, I'm too weak even to shake the tree to get the fruit off, give me some of your fruit. He says, oh no, I'm not giving you my fruit. Sure. He collects a whole big basket full of fruit, and then he goes on the way out. On the way out, the guard at the gate says, where are you going? Take it out. It says clearly, notice, not to be taken out of the garden. Only in the garden you can eat. So he says, what a fool I am. All this, and I got nothing out of it. That's the morning. The Rebbein Shalom put us into this world, which is his kerem. Kisavoy v'cherem reyacho. When you come into the garden of Hashem, this world, v'achalto anovim kenafshcha zadecha, the Rebbein Shalom gives you all the gashmis that you need, eat and drink and have a good life. But you're not going to take that away with you. When it comes to going away, the guard at the gate says, sorry. So when you're in the garden, give. Use the gashmis, use the havlochas that you've got. Use your seichel, because when you're leaving without it. So when you're there and you have the fruits, share them. Do mitzvahs with your money. Do mitzvahs with yourself, so that it won't be a situation of chas v'shalom that you'll go out and the kalim go empty. All you take with you. Oh yeah, I'm not finished. I came across, it's not on this parasha, but I came across a lot this year in the holidays. I saw in a sefer, and I have to share it with you. For many, many years, I've been unhappy how to teach in the Pasuk of Krishma, the man Yibu Yimeichem, Kimei Hashemayim Al Oretz. What does that mean, Kimei Hashemayim Al Oretz? Like, what does it mean? So the Chasam Sofer in Akib just says, again, it's tickler, he says like this, gorgeous. There was one day in the history of the world when Shemayim was Al Oretz. The day of Matan Torah, Rashi tells us, Gemara, Hilchin, according to one opinion, Hilchin, Shemayim Al Oretz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought down Shemayim Al Oretz. So there was that day, the day of Matan Torah, there was Shemayim Al Oretz. What did that day look like? I'll tell you what it looked like. Akash Bohu describes the day. The day was Matan Torah. And then the Yidden came along and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't bear to hear the you speak, says Akash Bohu, me yite. I wish somebody would give me. The Boyanism says, I wish. That their heart would be Liyira Oisi to fee me. The Lishwa commits mitzvahs of Kalayomim. We keep mitzvahs forever, Kalayomim. is, in other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam described the day of Matan Torah where the Madrega of Klal Yisrael was meeting. I wish Yidden would always be like this. The Yidden were on the highest Madrega of the Dvekut Hashem, of Yira Shomayim. That was the day of Shomayim and Oretz. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Leman Yirbu Yimechem. You used to have many days. What kind of days? Kimei Shomayim and Oretz. Like that day of Shomayim and Oretz. That's what should be. So just one slight problem. I'll be Diktuk and I'll be the Tanat and I'll be the Trot and Gatish. I'll be Drush. Because it's not Kimei HaShemayim Al-Oretz, it's Kimei HaShemayim Al-Oretz. Oh, but good, I'm there. Kimei, according to the Drush, HaShemayim Al-Oretz, like the days of Shemayim Al-Oretz. That's a Chassam Sefer in Ekev.
Have your topic, Drush. Have your topic. Send it. Copy HaShemayim.